It's time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in our island skies and what's happening in the world of astronomy. As usual, we connect with Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. Venus will be visible during the evening, setting at around about 6:50 p.m. Mars will be visible, also setting a little later at around about 8:54 p.m. The planet Jupiter will actually be rising at 9:23 p.m. and will be by far one of the brightest objects in the night sky. Now, the Moon will be approaching its first quarter phase this week. This dark sky will be good for spotting the Hubble Space Telescope as it passes overhead tonight at 7:20 p.m., moving from the west, northwest, to the southeast.
Now, you had mentioned Mars in your report.
That's right. It was recently announced that the NASA Mars rover named Curiosity has apparently found evidence that the chemical building blocks necessary for life once existed inside a Martian rock named Cumberland. This discovery has caused much debate and a lot of confusion. What this discovery means is that at some point in the distant past, Mars was able to support an environment that perhaps could have been suitable for life. And it comes at a good time because NASA has been under an awful lot of criticism recently in regards to their planetary exploration and especially their manned exploration policies.
Curiosity itself under scrutiny too, right?
It is. Curiosity was always going to draw criticism due to its high public profile and its astronomical price tag, over $2.5 billion. Critics have stated that Curiosity is lacking scientific focus and that NASA has failed to pay attention to many of the scientific questions the rover was designed to address in the first place.
Maybe what they could do is spray some of that DNA on the outside of the next one, win back a little bit of juice. Yeah. But the bottom line on Curiosity is the thing has been very useful, true?
Yeah, many of these criticisms are overly harsh. Does the Curiosity mission lack focus? Well, maybe in certain areas, but in other aspects of the mission, the little rover has performed incredibly. Some of these amazing achievements include finding the remains of an ancient Martian lake, discovering past signs of drinkable water in Martian mud, and of course this amazing discovery that Mars may once have been a place suitable for life to develop.
And I know something else it does.
What's that?
It takes a very good picture, too.
Takes a wonderful selfie.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are welcome. And Stargazer is on demand online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just follow the news links.